Ari, it is a joy to speak to you. Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, man, thanks for talking to me.
Honestly, I really enjoyed 5 pounds of Pressure. It's really gripping, and it's nice to see a good crime drama that has some soul to it underneath, as these great characters. What brought you into the film?
I guess just the script was really interesting, first of all, and then I sat down with Phil Loco, the writer director, and here in Brooklyn. We live in the same neighborhood, and it's a pretty tough script. And then you meet him, and he's such a nice, sort of sweet guy. And to learn that he sort of went through a lot of this is based on his life, was just, I don't know, it added a lot of weight to it, and it was really, really interesting. And to hear him talk about it with a smile on his face, he lost a lot of friends to this world. And he's sort of that attitude, and I've worked with people like this before, is like, well, if I don't smile about it, if I don't laugh about it, I'm just gonna cry about it. So we just keep it light and we keep it going. And he kind of applied that to the set too. Keep it light. Let's cool it. We don't have to be hotheads to, you don't have to be a hothead to be passionate. You could be passionate and generous and calm. And Phil kind of embodied that, which I really, really appreciated.
I'm glad, because this is a really intense script. So to have that sort of levity on set would be so important. I would love to know your opinion on Mike, because I find it so interesting. Like, you've got Mike's story and Adam's story sort of paralleling each other along the way. I was wondering, in your mind, do you think he's a good guy?
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, I'd like to think so. You kind of, as an actor, you should try to justify your actions, even if they end up being sort of wrong and villainous. Like, you should never consider yourself a villain. You're doing the right thing no matter what. So yeah, I think selfishly, I think Mike's a good guy. He's just not very bright, maybe. He just, he makes a lot of bad decisions. Yeah, I sort of looked at him as like not the brightest bulb. And I thought that would be fun to play, like someone who thinks they know more than they do. Like, as an actor, I think it's also kind of important to know your limits. When an actor goes too far, they go out of their limitations. You can kind of see it, and you don't buy it. And I think Mike is one of those guys that doesn't know his limits. He overestimates himself, and I thought that was cool.
Yeah, he does. He does. What do you think he's looking for?
It seems like, I mean, because from the moment you see him on screen, he's getting ridiculed, he's getting insulted, he's kind of just getting abused throughout the whole thing. And I think he's looking for, he's trying to take charge of his life. He wants to be in charge. He doesn't want to get pushed around anymore, and he thinks he figured out how to do that. So yeah, I think he's looking for some sort of power, and it's just he's looking in the wrong place, because he's in this world, they're all just predators, and he's not really built for it. Maybe he'd like to think he is, but he's not. And yeah, I kind of like that. He's just blowing it the whole time.
Yeah, this is one of the things I like about this character, is that he may be blowing it, but you're still hoping he won't. Like, there's an empathy for him, I think, throughout the script.
Yeah, you feel sorry for this, feel sorry for this guy, for sure.
I think that matters, though. I mean, he's a guy who wants to do the right thing, and yet, like you said, he's. I mean, you mentioned before, like, this is just a brutal world. Like, this, the world that he's in, like, there's just, it's just relentless for him. So I was wondering, in your mind, what do you think it takes to break out of a world like this?
I don't know. I mean, I think because Phil, the writer director, he was in this world, and then he became a successful musician with his band, Law and Order, and so he's kind of the success story, Phil, of this this world. He actually did succeed in escaping, so he would be more equipped to answer this question than I am. But I think whatever Mike thought he was doing was not the right way out. He was aiming too high, didn't know his limits. You can kind of maybe he could have snuck out the back door and disappeared, but no, he had to, he had to take control of his life and try to make a powerful exit, and it's just not how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. With that in mind, and I mean, forgive me, this is a little bit meta, but I was wondering if Rory was sitting in a room with Mike, what you would have to say say to him, or what you'd want to say to him.
Where'd you get that hat? You think that's cool? I don't know. He's just, I don't know. I probably wouldn't be friends with Mike, to be honest.
No, but with that being said, I mean, one of the things about this film that I love so much is you've got, again, Rory, you've got Mike and you've got Adam, and both of them are looking for a second chance. It seems like they're still looking for a second chance. And I guess, and this is sort of a broad question, I guess, but what do you think it takes to prove somebody's worthy of a second chance?
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know. I mean, I think the character of Adam is kind of doing things right, and even when you do all the right things, sometimes it doesn't work out the way it should. And then you got someone like Mike who's just doing it all wrong. So yeah, I think it is just it's a film about mistakes and trying to redeem yourself, and sometimes there's no right way out,
Absolutely, I hear you. Because that's the thing. Like I said, everything here feels heavy, in this space, especially for a guy like Mike. Honestly, in the film simply works. Like, your performance is great. Luke is great. What do you hope people take away from 5 pounds of pressure?
It's a good question. I always, as an actor, I try to not put too much thought into the audience. I think that would be more of a question for Phil, is that he had an aim with this, and my aim was just to try to portray Mike honestly. So selfishly, I would like them to take away like, oh, that was some good work. But overall, as a whole, sort of hard to say. I just hope they have a good time, and it makes them, make them talk, makes them think.
I really appreciate that, honestly.
Okay.
Rory, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. It's a pleasure to speak with you, and thanks so much for it's congratulations on the film.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, I hope we can talk again sometime.
Absolutely, I'd love that. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.